Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Losers may not have any handy slogans to comfort them, but they do have these thoughts from commentator Donald McCaig.
We are a nation of losers. For every Michael Jordan, there's a million dribbleless basketball players. For every Pinka Zuckerman, 10,000 screechy fiddle players. And for every happy congressman elected last night, there's a good man who's having a very bad day today. Winners are characterized not by intrinsic virtue or talent, but by their ability to distill the whole of life into one activity. They are men and women in complete command of a single metaphor. Outside their metaphor, they're losers like the rest of us. Michael Jordan was an undistinguished baseball player, and I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger would be welcome in any gospel choir. My mother said that everybody was a winner at something, and I suppose, theoretically, she was right about that, too. If the metaphor is modest enough, cleanest stoop on the block, best Sunday school attendance, Miss Congeniality, we all have a chance. Alas, we do not choose our goals. They are given to us, and they needn't be sensible or even possible. A publicist once mailed me one of those questionnaires, "What's your favorite food? Most embarrassing moment? What was your ambition?" To which I promptly answered, "Qualifying a dog for the National Handler's final sheepdog trial." Since 20% of the best sheepdogs in the country do qualify to run in that trial, mine is not an impossible dream. But since I'm a mediocre dog handler, it's no sure thing either. "What's your fantasy?" the questionnaire continued. "To win the National Handler's finals." The odds of that happening are slight to none, but I desire it with all my heart. And thus, year after year, I am a loser. Rarely on a minor scale I have done well enough to know what it feels like in the winner's circle. Time is foreshortened to the moment. Raw achievement takes breath away. The entire world exists only to support your metaphor. Surely today, Bill Clinton has no need to inhale to get high. But if we are likely, even sure, to lose, why compete at all? Should we assume that all those losing candidates, dribbleless basketball players, screechy violinists, and mediocre sheepdog handlers, are hapless optimists? A philosopher once wrote that the essence of man is caring, that when someone says, "Frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn," he's either lying or abdicating his humanity. Although most of us will not be winners, not even some of the time, winners and losers alike, we are all condemned to desire.
Donald McCaig lives in Virginia and comes to us from member station WVTF in Roanoke.